Now, just a bit of musical nostalgia. The same song, the same two singers, the second version recorded almost 30 years after the first.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. Well, I feel like I could die.
The Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, 20 and 18 years old when they made the first recording of Bye Bye Love. After 10 years apart, they have now been back together for a couple of years, a reunion concert in London, three new records, a nationwide tour coming up this summer. The Everlys got a very early start and very good training, growing up in Kentucky and in Iowa, singing on the radio, becoming part of what was already a family tradition. Don Everly, who started as Little Donnie at age 7, explains.
Our dad and his brothers Chuck and Leonard were the first Everly brothers because they worked on Madison Avenue in Chicago. And my father had probably the first electric guitar on Madison Avenue with a D-Armin pickup on an old Gibson, and he'd found an amplifier, and it was just unheard of in the 30s, early 30s, I guess it was. And they became very popular. And then they all just got an electric guitar and sort of split up and went to work in three different clubs. But Dad always told Phil and I, said, if you guys stick together, you'll make it.
Was your father an extraordinarily good musician, technically?
He was beginning of a movement in the thumb-pick style guitar playing. Arnold Schultz, a black man, came through Kentucky and taught Dad how to play. And I've even heard Bill Monroe talk of Arnold Schultz, teaching him how to play a few things. And so Dad took up this thumb-picking guitar playing. Him and another friend of his, Mose Reger, about his age. And there's Merle Travis, was a lot younger than Dad and Mose. And then they taught Merle. And it was this basic thumb-pick, one-finger thumb-pick guitar playing that Mose and Dad did. And Merle used two fingers, and then Chet started using them all. And it was a basic Kentucky thumb-pick style guitar playing that Dad sort of started along there.
Other people you may have been listening to would have been the Delmore Brothers or the Leuven Brothers, right, at that time?
Yeah, the Bales Brothers, York Brothers. My father had, you know, listened to all those singers, and in the country music has a long tradition of family acts and brothers acts, you know. It's quite a thing.
You know, I had a thought today. The worst thing about being an Everly brother, about being Don or Phil, is that you didn't have the experience of driving a car late at night when you were in high school, sitting close to somebody you cared about, and listening to one of the Everly Brothers songs on the radio.
Yeah. thank you. I can imagine what that is like. I certainly lived that experience in my head.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
I still have that same love of music. I think everybody is. I've lived music so long, it still impresses me. I still can be driving down the road in my car and hear a song that makes me drive straight to a record store.
I like this song a lot on your new album called Always Drive a Cadillac. It starts off, it was
Isn't
the
that
senior high
song?
School yearbook.
Larry Raspberry wrote that, and I think it's a wonderful song.
Yeah, the class of 63.
The story is takes over a period of, 10, 15 years. So we figured it needed a little bit of juicing, so to speak.
Is there ever a time when you're singing, let's say live on stage with Phil, and the harmony is so perfect that you're not I don't know really how to ask this question, that you're not really sure where the sound is coming from?
Yes, that's for sure. That question is hardly ever asked, but it's true. Sometimes I look at Phil and I don't know what it sounds to me that when Phil and I hit that one spot where I call it the Everly Brothers, I don't know where it is, because it's not me or it's not him, it's the two of us together. I sang the lead, and so I can drift off when I get, you know, come to the solo. I'll be singing, it sounds a totally different thing to me. Then we'll come back in together, and the whole thing will happen again, and it amazes me sometimes. It did, especially at the reunion. I'd been away from it for so long. And went out on stage with Phil, went out in front of the audience. Rehearsals, it didn't really feel like it did when we got out in front of the audience. I looked over at Phil, and he was singing away, and I was singing away, and it just seemed like it was coming from someplace else.
I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away.
When you listen, Don, when you listen to your recordings now, assessing it from a professional standpoint, the two of you are not that far away from 50 years old. Can you hear that you've lost anything at all?
I think we're better than we ever were. I'd hate to think that we could do, you know, singing, we'd be better at 20 than we would be at 40, because, I mean, opera stars don't hit their stride in about 40. I mean, technically, we're better. We're better musicians. We've got more experience to sing from. I know my voice is stronger than it ever was. And it was immature, basically, when you think about it back in the early days, you know, when I was 19 and 20, 21. And the new album, I did have a bit of a cold on the new album, but I'm happy with what the sound we're getting now, better than ever. I'm more happy with it. It's easier to do, actually.
Don Everly, talking with us from WPLN in Nashville. The Everly Brothers' newest album is entitled Born Yesterday.
Walked out on me. Look.